in Parshas Truma, obviously we're speaking about all the different Klei HaMishkan, Klei HaMikdash. So a lot of Kelim, Marshal, the Menorah has the Menorah and has all sorts of decorations, Gviim, the Prochim, the Shkedim. You have the Shulchan, the Zer, all of the different little added add-ons are sort of, that's what they are. They're exactly ancillary to it, and that's what they are. An exception is the Aron. In the Aron it says, Vasisa Kapiris of Toher, and the Kapiris itself stands out. Nechura, if we ask ourselves, what is the Kapiris? Kapiris, at best, is a sort of, it's a cover, it's a lid to the Aron. The Aron is the Iker, the Kapiris would be a Tefillah Tit. The Kruvim is a decoration on that. So, in our minds, the Kruvim would be something similar to the Prochim and so on, of the rest of the Kalim. In halacha like that, there's a shayla in Tumah Taharah. If you have a pot and you have a cover to it, if it's bottled to it, it's mitzuref to it. But that's more or less the way we would understand it. Lemaisa, it's not like that at all. And we have to try to understand the kapiris in its own right. First of all, just one makom where it stands out extremely. It's boilet. It is in Divrei Yomim. In Divrei Yomim, Aleph Chav Ches, it says that when David HaMelech was dying, he called in Shlomo, and he told him that he's giving him over everything that he couldn't build the Beis Hamikdash himself because he's Ishtamim, but he prepared everything. He gave him all the materials he prepared, it says. He gave him also the plans for the Beis HaMikdash, the Ulam, the Cholos, the Kelim, everything. Ubeis HaKapiris. The Kodesh HaKatoshim is called the Beis HaKapiris. That's the way the Pasuk quotes it. I think it's the only time in Navi that they bring the word Kapiris. And it calls the Kodesh HaKatoshim the Beis HaKapiris. That's strange. It's Melef. Somebody, the Moshe, would call the Ulam the place of the Menorah. I understand, but the place of the Tzitzit of the Prochim of the Kaftar. What does it mean? Why is that basic part? Kapiris is part of the Aron. So the big name is called the Aron. So Melef, he wants to call the congregation the base HaAron. I can understand that, but basic Kapiris. That's one place where you see that the Kapiris is an Iker. And it sits in its own right, stands in its own right as some sort of mohus of a kli. The construction of the Aron was unique, and farshim speak a lot about how do we know that it was the way Rashi describes it—the outside, the inside, and so on. But really, we have something to compare it to. Everything else is called a tzipui. Everything else is called the shulchan was mitzupe zohav. It's a piece of Torah. There's no havamina that you do it that way. You have the menorah that's kuloi zohav. Fine. You have the shulchan that's mitzupe zohav. So it's mitzupe zohav. Over here, you had a very very cumbersome process where you had an aron shel zohav, an aron etzei shittim, and an aron shel zohav again, and on top of that, you have the kapiris zohav Torah. It seems to be an extremely awkward way to make a tzipur of zav. If it says tzipur, so the medayik and the psukim, what exactly, where do we see in the psukim that this tzipur is different? But al kapanim, what's the point of it? It almost seems, and one would beg to ask the question, I don't understand something. Mele the shulchan is eitz. That's whatever inyan it is. Shulchan is eitz, and it's brushed up with gold. It's painted with gold because it's a covered melachim to have something painted with gold. But then you have the menorah, which is covered Hashem to be kulei zahav. So Melef, the Aron, was wood and was painted over zahav. I can understand whatever reason is that the Inyan should be an Aron of Eitz, whatever reason. But now that you have a full, basically you have two Aronis of Zohav and the Eitz in the middle, so basically what you have is an Aron of Zohav, two Aronis of Zohav. So why not make all Aron Zohav? A Kal V'chaymeh from the Menorah. If the Menorah that's standing in the Heichal is something which is Kulei Zohav, because Kvayt Shemayim is to be Kulei Zohav, so certainly that which is in the Kodesh Kedoshim should be Kulei Zohav. The Rashi says over here also, it says by, it repeats, the Pasuk repeats twice. It says like this. For Siso bad it says the Aron, it gives all the details, the pieces of Tahar. And then it says Vevesas Abadim Tabos, Betaba is Aron Yu Abadim, Lo Yisur Mimenu, Vinasata El Ha Aron, Eis Ha Eidos Ha She'etin Lecha. You should put in the Eidos, also out of place. Because Lamashal, by the Shulchan, at the end of the Shulchan, the last pasuk is, what do you do to Shulchan? Put a lechem panim. Great. What do you do to Menorah? It says Vehelos Neser, last pasuk. That's the way you should say it. You finish everything and you put it there. Why by the Aron does it stop? It says how to make the Aron, all the details. V'nasatel Aron is Eidos Etin Alecha. Fine. Vasisa Kaparis of Tor, and now goes into the Kaparis with the Kruvim. Finish up how the Aron is, and then say put it in. And then you tackle later on. It does say it that way. It says Nasanta Zakaparis Aron Milamalo, Vel Aron Titan Say Jadin Lacha. That's exactly what it is. Besides which, that pasuk itself is also a chopped up pasuk. Half of it is finishing up the Aron, and then what you should do with it. In all the other places, it's a new pasuk. It says what you should do with it. Light shemen in it, put on k'tayrus in it, put lechem upon him. Here, v'nasaz k'vos armala, v'la aron titan seh shetin lecha. So Rashi over here says, lo yedati lo menichpal, I don't know why it was repeated, shekvar neon satar on sa'idus, v'yesh loyma, shebo l'lamid, shebo oide aron levadu, b'loy k'apayrus, yitin t'chila eis ha'toychoy, v'chakit eis ha'kapayrus olav. That first he should make the Aron, put the Eidos in it, and then put the Kapiris on top of it. I don't get Pashut Metzias over here. I mean, it's impossible to do it otherwise. Mele if it'd be like a side little door to the Aron, I understand you put in and put the Kapiris on top of it, not through the side door. How would you be able to do it? I don't quite chop what it means exactly in Pshat. But Rashi says that there's, but let's go with Rashi, let's say for every reason it's Shaykh to it, otherwise maybe he means they even have to put it before there ever was a Kapiris. It doesn't say that, but upon him, whatever, however you want to understand it, what's the reason for it? What's the, I mean, is it, so obviously it's telling you something. Well, forget about the Metzias, but it's telling you something. What's the point of it? The Maral, the Geraria, argues with Rashi, says doesn't understand Rashi where he's coming from. Rashi, he says, the Pasuk is telling you another halacha. The Pasuk is telling you that there is no Aron in the Beis HaMikdash unless there's Luchos in it. In other words, Lamashla, he says he compares it to something. In Bayis Sheni, they didn't have Durim V'tumim. So, still, the Kohen Gadol washed Shmoneh Begadim. The Chosh and Eifed were there. There was no reason for him not to wear it, even though it was missing the shame that was Meir. So, you did not have the special Ha'ara and so on that you had in the ability to communicate that you had in Bayis Rishon, but still, the Dinah Shmoneh Begadim. In Bayis Sheni, we didn't have the Luchos, b'meila we didn't have the Aron. The Gneiza of the Aron was because the Luchos were not there, b'meila there's no Aron there. That's what the Maral says. So it's telling me a halacha that the Aron is very different than the others. Let's say the Menorah. Let's say there was no Shemen, like by Hanukkah, there was no Shemen to light. The Menorah still stays in Beis HaMikdash. Over here, it's radically different than anything else, in that without the Luchos, you don't have it. On the other hand, I would compliment it. There's the opposite halacha as well. Also, the Arin, the luchos could never be carried outside without an Arin. So there was an Arin to carry the luchos, and yet that Arin did not have the kruvim with everything like it. It you needed an Arin. You didn't need to have all the others. So we have some sort of bifurcation between the Arin and the luchos. On the one hand, there's no Arin without luchos. On the other hand, there is no luchos without Arin, but not the entire Arin and so on. What we see over here is that there seem to be two types of inyanim going on over here. Rashi says also the end of na'arati kishe'ekva moyed lecha ledabe imach be'oisim mokim ekva lemoyed shavashan dabe lecha. So Rashi explains the pasuk. V'na'adcha sham dibati t'chomalak ha'perzim yishnei ha'kruvim ha'sharoin ha'edus. He says, whenever I make up with you to speak with you, it's going to be ma'alak ha'perzim yishnei ha'kruvim. So first of all, Rashi brings the other pasuk. V'na'adcha sham dibati t'chomalak ha'perzim yishnei ha'kruvim. And he shneiksu makhishin. So he says the coil comes from there, and then it goes outside to Moshe and Doel Moed. So Moshe doesn't actually go in, but it goes there. So the question is, then why at all does it say it over here? Lemaisa, this is not part of Avodas Hamikdash. Maybe if that would be a mokum, we'd have to go in every time. I could understand maybe that's its place, but it's telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the koil in Doel Moed, but it's coming from there. Lamay nafkemina. Maybe, I mean, there's obviously nafkemina, but nothing to do mitzad avoda. So say someplace else. The pasuk. The pasuk here seems it's situated exactly in the same place where each kli it says what its avoda is. And Rashi is also very cumbersome. Kishe'ekva moed lechol dabe imcha. Whenever I appoint a time to speak with you, that will be the place that I'm setting down. So it means as follows. Moshe gets a message, Moshe wants to talk to you at 12 o'clock. Okay, so tell me the place. I mean, mail if you go into a place and say, whenever you come to a Migdash, Hashem, Hashem, Yavashos, Hashchin, and so on, so it's a din in you. But over here it says, whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to call a meeting, it'll be over here. If Kadosh Baruch Hu has to call the meeting anyway, then why is this? Then either tell me the makom each time. A person can be in a framework where there's a meeting every Monday, every Thursday at 9 o'clock in the conference room. Fine. So that's kavua. The conference room is kavua. The time is kavua. Fine. There are times also when a person, meetings are random at whenever there's a need, and you say, okay, how about meeting 3 o'clock in this room? So either if something is kavua mitzad de zman and mitzad de makum, it makes sense to list it. Or if something is kavua, is not kavua, so you wait for the message. The same message that tells you when it's going to be, tells you where it's going to be. So it happens to be maybe every time the same place, so fine. But here, it's so complex. He says, kishe'ekva moed lecho dabe imcha. So the zmanim are random. They're not at any one time. Oysemakum ekva lemoed. That's the place where we kavua lemoed. She'ova shom ledabe lecho. What's so twisted and so complicated? We make a makom kavua bedafka, and then the zman is not kavua, and the two meet over here. Halo davahu. So let's be mispain a little bit. The chinuch when he speaks about the klei mishkan and describing the time of mitzvahs. He has a tremendous isnatzlus of not being worthy. He says, if you step foot into the Beis HaMikdash and you're not tohar, then you're chayv misa. So to step into the Torah of the Mishkan and Mikdash is also something that a person should be extremely wary of. and how could a person do it? And v'chul b'chalzais, he says, it's teiri b'lumar and tzorech. Even if we only are oimid on a little piece, that's also teiri, and it's also life giving. That's his isnatzlus. So we're talking about the heart of the inyan. But v'chalifin, it's a passionate teiri given to us to learn, and we need to learn it up. The base hamigdash, the oil mayid with the Kodesh HaKadoshim together, are a certain tsura of a bias. It's called a bias. We have in Tanakh a minimalist version of a bias. It says by the Isha Shunamis that she went and she said she's going to make a little aliyah, a little retreat for the Ish Kodesh Oivaleinu Tamid. So he went there. And what did she prepare for him? It says that she prepared for him a mita, a kisei, a shulchan, and a menorah. The four items that absolutely describe the minimum necessary in something called a bias are these four nyanim. So the menorah exists in Oil Moed, the shulchan exists in Oil Moed, the mizbeach, a k'teiris, pashtus is a sniff of the shulchan, because it says in the Gemara, speaks about at the end of a suda, there was mugmer, they would smoke out psamim, because reach always was a seif of a suda, take away the reach. So whatever it is, one can see the mizbeach haketores as being part of the shulchan. In a chashva place, the Gemara says that mugmer is not shavul chol nefesh, it's only for people that are well-to-do, people that have a high standard of living. So it comes together. The Kodesh HaKadoshim in one place is called in Tanakh the Cheder HaMitois, and in the Medrash, in Bamidbar, Dalet Pashtet, Dalet in the Medrash, it's called, the Oren is Keneged the Kisei. So the Oren is Ki'ilu, Kaveyochel the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So you have a Kisei, and or Mita, it's called Chada Mita, it's just in Bechol Yusei, it's the Chibur of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a Kisei, and then you have the outside, the outer Kelim, which are the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaKadosh, which is part of the Shulchan. Another fascinating remes to this Inyan, it's you see how Torah has so many layers. It says by Eli HaKohen that he heard about the Aron. The Aron was Nishba, so the Plishim captured it. And Eli HaKohen, when he heard about the Aron, it says Vayipol Mel Kisei Vayishbas Mafraktoi. He fell from his kisei and he broke his neck, Avakas Nefesh, and died. So the kisei, in other words, when the Aron is not there, the kisei is collapses. It's hard to not see that the underlying kesha. Al kaponim, Chazal say mifurish that the Aron is keneged the kisei. I want to explain a little bit, try to understand a little bit. When a person is nischabe to Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have something that we would call a person communicating with Ribbono Shel Olam, a pchin of pel, pen, and so on. How does that work? So the Rambam says, when he speaks about nevuah, he says the first thing is a person has to work very hard at developing his das, and the Rambam sees everything. His midas and his taivas, everything coming into the picture of developing the das of the person. Then he says the person sometimes gets an understanding of something that is beyond his own understanding. Something that his mind could never have been taifis. We're not talking about a idea. We're talking about a tfisa that is beyond his seichel. And the Rambam says he understands that he's not the same person he was before. And then, maybe a zeichel to nevuah. That's the next stage. But this stage that we're talking about, where a person's understanding transcends his innate ability to understand, and he begins to understand with a das that's beyond his, and he is conscious of that, that's called Ruach HaKodesh. So let's understand this. This is an incredible nexus between person and Ribbono Shel Olam. The highest part of myself is my das. And that's the Tzelem Elokim is my das, and the das has an incredible capacity for understanding, and it understands Olam Umloya. Everything within this world is capable of being understood, and that's where my das comes in. Then the das can transcend itself, and the das can go. It's the same das. It's das. It's not a different faculty of a person. It's das. But it's not his das anymore. It's a das beyond the Gvulas of Adam. And there, a person understands beyond, and he deheres himself as having transcended that line between personal das and das beyond. That's Ruach HaKodesh, and that's really the transition point between Seichel Adam to Das Elyon. And then Nevuah is beyond that, much sharper, much clearer, and so on and so forth. Nevuah is Kilu Kula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nitzina Lemeidim, that there is this point. What's very important to understand is as follows. Somebody will come along and say, L'mashal, Nevuah. Nevuah, it says, L'nita Nevuah el l'shaytim o'ktanim b'zman aseh. So Nevuah be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not normally choose a cotton or a shaita to give Nevuah to. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a message to someone who is so unworthy, obviously it's not Kvod Shemayim. B'zman aseh, because it's a dark time, it's a time of Churban, it's an Adrabah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka sometimes sends Nevuah through Ketanim HaShaitim, because, it's Dvar Hashem is Yoker, in Chazoin, it's Adrabah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not interested in giving us Nevuah al-Asari Yezotayv, so it comes in through that Oifin. Nevuah is possible to come through Ketanim HaShaitim. Ruach HaKodesh can't. Ruach HaKodesh works that a person is mashlim his das, and then the das itself transcends human das and becomes a higher das. It must sit on das specifically. It's an extension of das. So by nevuah, it's not innately a paradox, not innately a contradiction that Nevuah is given to Nevi'im Shaitim. It's very unworthy, it's very unseemly, it's raises questions why. But it's not be'etzem an impossibility. Masha'in Kain, when a person has, in the Ge'er Ruach HaKodesh is an extension of Das. And therefore, if there's no solid Das to move forward, there's not going to be Ruach HaKodesh. Ram doesn't say this, I'm saying it in conjunction with what we want to say. The Beis HaMikdash is a Makom Avodah with a focal point. And the focal point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. It's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The high point, the apex of the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is the Luchos. The Luchos have two panim in it. Luchos are Seichel and Das Adam Arasoif. And therefore, the Luchos needed to be, this is with Seichel and Das Adam is Misyagea and Amol and comes up with understanding. And that's what Luchas, that's what Torah is about, that's what Melech B'Torah is about. And then there's a second half. But once a person reaches a certain maximum, there's something above that. There's a das that comes from outside. So if you think about the Aron has in itself two Aronos in one. There's the Aron Atzei Shittim with the Luchas inside. Luchas always need an Aron, and that's the Aron Atzei Shittim. That's all that's needed for the Luchas, and that's enough. The Aron of Atzei Shittim with the Luchas have around it a golden Aron. The way Rashi describes, you had two solid Aronos. You put the Atzei Shittim, you put the Atzei in the middle, and you put the Aron top and the bottom, and then you painted the top over with gold. So that was Vitzipisa. So really, remove either one, you could possibly have the other one. If a person looking at it can describe it as an Aron Atzei Shittim with luchos, with a veneer of gold, or a person can say it's an Aron of gold that has in itself an Aron with luchos. Either one is an apt description of it. The difference is the kapiris. The kapiris is shaykh only to the Aron of Zav, and it's not shaykh to Atzei Shittim. Kapiris is different. And what it means is the same relationship of Das and Seichel to Ruach HaKodesh, to be on Das and Seichel, is this relationship. The Atzei Shittim Aron is where the Luchas are, and that belongs to the Das and Seichel of a person. And then you have surrounding that another Aron of gold that has a kapiris and the kruvim, that is beyond where the person is. So it's not the pshat. The kapiris is a decoration. It's a finishing touch. It's the top part of it. It's be'etzem the core of that second layer of Aron, of the golden Aron. So you have the Atzei Shittim Aron with the luchos. That's the first, and then you have beyond. I want to explain the metaphor of kisei that's used for it. A kisei is used in the following way. A person be'etzem towers above the ground. As such, he's no way mechobet to any specific place. When a person is standing, he's standing temporarily. There's no place a person stands forever. He's always standing temporarily and walking. He's be'etzem mufka from any one place in the ground. When a person sits down, that makom becomes his makom. And now he has a place. Shabbos, we're not allowed to walk out of our makom. We have a certain makom. So if a person sits on the floor, it's a derech of avelus, it's a derech of shiflus, because I've gone from being an independent, towering person to someone that's part of the Adama and everything else. But if I sit on a chair, I retain my sense of alyonis, but I'm also mischabe to tachtoinim. A king has a throne that he rules from, because the throne is always in a very high place, in a high matzav, but it's a place that has now a makom, and it's mechuba to a certain makom. So if we want to express a chetimtza, where something that is above has come and connected to something down, then a kisei is that. On the one hand, you have a connection to what's lamata by being kaveh makom. A kisei is mashayach you to the ground. Mitzad sheni, it retains my elevation above the ground, and that's why all malachim sit on a kisei. A throne is from where they rule, because that's the mitzvah of ruling. You are still above everybody, but you're shaykh to everybody. So that's the metaphor of a kisei. Whenever you have an hagas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu's yeshiv al kisei means that he's mischabe to tachtonim and with an elyonistic zugang. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu lets teva run the world and doesn't make any waves, quote unquote, then Kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the ground. We don't see it, he's buried inside the teva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misalik himself, Kaviyachol walks away, there is no anhag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on a kisei and he shayfit, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischabit to tachtein. That's the musik of a kisei. The chibur over here is, as far as a person goes, it's the chibur of das of a person, which is expressed in Torah, in Aseres HaDibris. A person's amelus in Torah, in trying to understand the Dvar Hashem, and trying to understand what's there and what's written, that's the Aron with Atzei Shittim. And that's an Aron that even if it's not in the place of Mishkan, it exists. And that's why we can go everywhere with it, and we can take out the Luchas, as long as they have an Aron, we take them. But the Yichud, but once a person sits and learns and is misyagei al pisichloi, there's a deher of a Dvar Hashem that comes from beyond it, and that's shayach to the Aron Zov, of which the kapiris is the statement, so to speak, that there's another Aron of Zov, because that has no atzishitim, and the kruvim are the atzmius of it. That's the Pshat and Rashi, the whole complicated sense of I'll be kaveh, if and when I'm kaveh time, this will be the makam. In the world of Sichlius and Das, there are no surprises. I mean, you could say Seater Shmai and so on. A person sits and works hard and learns. There's a certain gvul that amasig emes api mayigia, and that's the side of Leibah Shemayim. He, a person sits and learns and harvests and does what he's supposed to do. Then he understands and he knows, and that's up to me really. The beyond that is Ratzon Hashem. And sometimes I have a Ha'ar Melamala, sometimes not. Ruach HaKodesh is not on demand. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a darga with David Tzvar Elamim, and he could say, Emdo Noveshma, you know, what HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to say. There's no such thing like that. So the what describes the lower chelik of Das is Kvias, and Leibashmaim means I'm the Kvaya. And what describes the higher chelik of Das is the fact that it's erratic. I can't say who has Ruach HaKodesh, when he's going to have Ruach HaKodesh, how much Ruach HaKodesh. I can't measure Ruach HaKodesh. It's a har milamala. I recognize that it's milamala, and that's about all I can say about it. Or else it would become tachtonim. Anything I can quantify becomes chelik of tachtonim. So the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking from there is that when I have a the permanent amud of Torah in Klal Yisrael, so that has to be permanent and kavua, and that's the dead center of that chelik. The beyond is erratic. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I'm kaveh amoyed, that's the description of Ha'ar Melamala. When I'm Kaveh Amayit, there's no particular, it's not regular, it's not Kavua, not regular, not even predictable. But what is predictable is where it's going to be. And this, Betzim, leads us to the second to Nakuda that I wanted to emphasize and talk about. There are two different I don't say traps, but two different misunderstandings about the interaction of people in the Rebbeinu Shlomo and so on. One is, Torah is given to us, we're smart, we learn, we understand, we say what we think is right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the picture, except honorable, like an honorable mention given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bequeathed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3,000 years ago. Great thanks, eternally grateful. That's about it. But what it says is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to me, it's me understanding. And it becomes me and more me. And basically what I've done is I've taken Torah and I've trapped it in my personal aura. That's it. That's one one side of the coin that's not good. A second side is, yes, we want to hear Dvar Hashem. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mischabat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we want. So learning is A, not that important, maybe being mis'al in Kedusha and other yanim, but learning is of lesser significance, or being more extreme, it takes away because it makes a person a Baal Gaiva, a person thinks he knows, a person thinks he understands, and so on and so forth. V'chein hala. Both of them, in its extreme, is a dead end. The chibur of the two, the only time, and that's what it says, the only time, I'm not going to come to you and with Ruach HaKodesh and say, listen, I'll wherever you want. No, this is the place that you're building. You have to build a makom for me. And that makom, the core of that makom is Torah. On that platform, I will choose sometimes and speak to you. So on the one end, you have a person who doesn't understand the tachlis of the Aron is not in the Aron itself. The tachlis of the Aron is a platform so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyad with the person. That's what the Pasuk tells us. The Pasuk says the tachlis of Noyra is to burn a light. The tachlis of Ketoyah is to bring Ketoyah, the tachlis of Shulchan is to put lechem on it. The tachlis of the Aron is the Dvar Hashem that comes from the Kapiris, from the Kruvim. That's the tachlis. Now, without having the luchas and the aron, and that's the other Rashi, don't think there exists a kapiris without, so we'll say there's no luchas, the choshen. The choshen is a garment. It has a toisefes. It's a wonderful toisefes that you can put Seamus in, and you get all sorts of wonderful messages, and so on and so forth. That's not the atzmius of the garment, and therefore, even if you don't have the toisefes, it still is a beged kahuna, and it's one of shmoneh begadim v'koyin gadol, and he needs to wear it. And that's that. It has its full metzius. The aron without luchos is not an aron, even though you have the kapiris with the zov, with the kruvim, and everything else. But without having that, that's why it says, don't even think, whether you learn the Maral's Pshat or Rashi's Pshat. Both of them are the same point. There's no such thing as an Aron without Luchas inside it. So to put on a Kapiris before you put Luchas on it is a travesty. And when you don't have Luchas, there's no Aron either. Everything is Nignas. It's not a Kli in its own right. Even though once you do have the luchos, the kli transcends way beyond the luchos. So it's an extraordinary bond. It's a paradox almost. It resembles most closely what the Ramchal says about Kedusha. Ramchal, when he speaks about Kedusha, up to Kedusha, he says everything up to Kedusha is after Madriga of Kedusha. Anything up to there, Zahiris, Rizus, Nikias, Precious, Tyre, etc. Those are things that are Avodas Adam. So he needs Satirishmaya and everything, but Tachlis, its Metzias is what a person makes of himself. Kedusha is a real combination. Kedusha is other mekadosh atzmi me'at milamata, mekadosh atzmi harbe milamala. Adam is somebody, kedusha is something where we do and a kadosh baruch hu does. And if a person that has kedusha only in terms of what he can accomplish, he doesn't understand what kedusha is. And a person who waits for kadosh baruch hu to do kedusha without him doing it, it's also never going to happen. Both of them are an incorrect definition of what Kedusha is. Kedusha is the Adam Mikdash himself here, to whatever Adam could do, and that becomes a Kedusha that goes beyond it. The Beis HaMikdash, the Makom of Kedusha and Klal Yisrael, had both of them. And at its core, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the core avodah of a person being making himself for Dvar Hashem, it's yigia to understand. It's using seichel. A person can ask, well, I'm trying to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu to talk to me, so I should mispal to him that he should talk to me. I should make myself Kaddish and all sorts of other things like that. The answer is no. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, his dibur flows through the same channel that seichel flows. The same Aaron, look at it one way, it's an Aaron Atzishitim with a Tzipui that has Luchas in it. Look at it a second way, it's an Aroin Zohav with Kruvim from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. It's Hainu Hach. The chelik in a person's own Mitzias, own Koyma, that's parallel to this, is the Das in the Seich of a person. It's why, and just like Kodesh Kadoshim is Nivdal, that chelik of a person is nivel from the rest of the person. In that itself, a person needs to understand his own das as being two things at the same time. It's the high point of myself, and therefore it requires all the yegia and hashka of seichel and das into yourself. And it's the kisei and the platform from where the beyond comes. The person's avoida is to be amal, to be kaveya, his makom das, and that should become as kavu as possible. And if he's zeicha that when reality, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides he wants to be mashpia ha'or and das to us, that becomes the makom mashpia. Shabbos.
Last year, beginning of Brachos.